You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Sacred Insight with Andrea Bates.
Andrea Bates.
Live from mindbodynourish.etsy.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Sacred Insight
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sacred Insight. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope you're all doing good. I don't know if you're sensitive to energy like I am, but some people have been talking about the astrology going on. And some people are feeling off because they're sensitive to energy. And so, you know, we've got a full moon, we've got Mercury retrograde, the eclipses, and it can be a lot. And it's all kind of happening together. It's going on for, kind of a long time as well. And so I thought that we would chat for a few minutes about intentions and affirmations, because they really help. You know, they can help you with co-creating your desired reality, working with the universe and higher consciousness energy. And, you know, we can use this as a reminder to stay connected to the vibration of cosmic harmony, the healing energy, or cosmic consciousness, as some people call it. But it's, you know, it's a healing energy. It's a higher vibration that helps us feel better and uplifted. And that's a good thing. So I recently read a really interesting book. It's by Paramahansa Yogananda. Now, he also wrote Autobiography of a Yogi. But the book I read just recently is called Scientific Healing Affirmations. So what's amazing is this book is from 1924. It's 100 years old. It's so cool. But he talks about the spiritual laws and, you know, harnessing the power of the intention setting, not only for physical healing, but to help us achieve success in different areas of life. So he was saying that words are vibrations. They bring sound to our thoughts. So we're going from energy, you know, the thoughts are coming from energy, and the sounds and vibrations are bringing that into matter and bringing it into the physical. And our words and, you know, our thoughts as well, they hold energy. So they can either come from ego, they can come for your spirit, and which would be basically coming from a fear-based perspective or a love-based perspective. And our thoughts and words, they're like boomerangs, because eventually they come back to us. When our words are filled with sincerity and faith and intuition, they bring high vibrational energy to help us. So they can help us remove obstacles. They can help us create desired change in our life. So like with the affirmations, when we use them for certain things like chronic issues, you can use them either for physical things with the body or for mental, emotional, and whatever. He is saying doing so with attentive repetition and patience is going to help create the new habits. So saying them out loud at first, and then just basically mentally, they become almost automatic. And then this new habit, they help repattern the thinking process. So he says, as much as possible, be free from doubt and inattention. And repeating it is key in reforming this new thinking habit to affect the subconscious mind. So he also talks about how you're thinking, you know, what you're working with. Are you working with like holistic modern medicine? So talking about healing, whatever you're working with, it's actually important that you're using your life force energy to be balanced in your body in order to help whatever you're working with be able to be more effective, if that makes sense. So whatever methodology you're using, whether it be for healing, it has something to work with, basically. So if you have like very little life force, like you're talking about your vibration, is when I say life force regarding this book and what he is referring to, it's basically talking about the frequency of energy that you are coming to the table with, what you're bringing to your healing. And so he says that if you don't have this life force within you, then whatever you're using isn't going to be able to help you much. It won't have much ability to help. So then he was talking about how being open to suggestion. Now, some people are very scientific in their thoughts and in the way they are, and that's fine. He says, so with those, you know, with a lot of people using things, whether it be like hypnotherapy and the positive of affirmations and that type of thing, they kind of need to have more of an understanding of the power that the mind holds over the body. So if the mind can produce ill health, then it can also produce good health. Now, he talks about using the art of meditation and intention for increasing one's life force energy, one's vibration for healing, you know, physically, mentally, and all of that. So it's good to not minimize using affirmations and visualizations to help curb bad habits or other troubles. Now, I'm using some of his words. It's, you know, like I said, it's 100 years old, so it sounds a little different from what we're used to. So if I sound a little different, that's why. Okay, but it's a mouthful, that's for sure. But anyway, so let me see. He was saying that results depend on effective awakening of this life force within you, your energy, and the subconscious state of the person. So disbelief can keep the flow of this energy away. So effort and being attentive are necessary to have a strong sense of faith or a strong sense of your own will, or even just a strong imagination. So when you have the strength in those, you know, your imagination, your will, or your faith, whichever resonates for you, then they become activated. And that automatically kind of like employs this life force energy that you're going to use to create your desired reality. But also remember, being attached to the results can weaken the energy of the healing. And without the faith or without the will, the flow kind of remains stagnant. So change might not take place in that instance. And he says that it does take time to reawaken the faith or reawaken your will, especially if you have been dealing with something for a long time or if you have something chronic going on. The brain is wired with the consciousness of whatever, you know, you have been experiencing. So remember that we're a combination of body, mind, and spirit. And emphasis should definitely be given to each one to achieve harmony. So emphasis on, you know, physical things, your body, and balancing that. Emphasis on balancing emotion, and then like emphasis on balancing or having, you know, your spiritual tools. And that is going to help bring harmony. Okay. And then he's, one thing he was noting that, in feelings of balance, peace, and harmony during reflecting, like if you're reflecting on things and or meditating, that sometimes that can really bring in that peace and that feeling of harmonious energy or state within you. And he was mentioning that to bring those peaceful feelings to your daily life, that's going to help you maintain equilibrium and not get knocked off balance, because let's face it, life happens. Sometimes circumstances happen to all of us, no matter what, that's just a part of life. But if you're coming from being used to working with your energy, being, you know, in that state of meditation, like I mentioned, pretty regularly, even if it's just for like 1 minute, or, you know, like say 3 1-minute little increments of time during the day where you're just sitting quietly, either reflecting or meditating. And that can help you cultivate this energy. It can help you cultivate your frequency, your vibration, your state of mind, and cultivate an inner balance within you even more than you may already have. And like I said, you can bring that into your daily life to help keep you from getting knocked off center. So let's see. When, you know, partial expression, like the mind is the partial expression of spirit, and then the infinite is appearing as finite in, we come and coming from the spiritual is the infinite, and then we're taking these things into the 3D, into the physical reality, and that looks like it's finite, but it's coming, the energy that we're able to harness is infinite. And so he's saying, remembering that, and he's saying that to remember that unlimited spirit's unlimited, and so we might be limited here, but we can always harness that energy, that unlimited energy, because everything is energy. And energy can be transformed. It might not, you cannot destroy it, but you can transform it and use that for yourself. Okay, so for healing or for anything else. And then I pulled us a card. It says, have you asked your angels for help with this? So just remember, like as a spiritual tool, you can ask your angels for help. And it says your angels want to help you, but they require your permission before they can intervene in your life. And just also real quick before I finish, I'm patient knowing that whatever is of the highest good is coming to me. So just having that faith and really being able to tap into that and knowing and kind of surrendering to the universe as well, so that whatever is right for you can come in. And so I hope you enjoy this. I hope it gave you a little insight, a little help that you can use words and visualizations to help balance you and bring in beautiful things. Thank you. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.